morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Senate approved Andrew Wheeler as the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. The former coal lobbyist was confirmed by a vote of 52-47. The Washington Post calls Wheeler a veteran of Washington political and industry circles who's aided in President Trump's push to roll back environmental regulations put in place under former President Obama. At his confirmation hearing in January, Wheeler talked about the dozens of rules that the EPA has rolled back over the past few years. He also made it explicitly clear to lawmakers that he intends to continue the Trump administration's reversal of environmental regulations. Through our deregulatory actions, the Trump administration has proven that burdensome federal regulations are not necessary to drive environmental progress, Wheeler said at his confirmation hearing. Certainty and innovation that thrives in a climate of certainty are key to progress. In addition to the rollbacks, Wheeler has also rolled out initiatives aimed at reducing lead exposures around the country. Agricultural groups reacted to the announcement last week that the Senate had confirmed Acting Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler to head the agency permanently. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says his organization welcomes the Senate's confirmation of Wheeler as administrator. This is a tribute to his deep experience and the expertise he brings to the office, Duval says. Mr. Wheeler knows firsthand the impact EPA policies have on America's economy from his previous years in the private sector. The U.S. government needs more people like him. The Renewable Fuels Association, which regularly criticized Wheeler's predecessor, Scott Pruitt, for his enabling of oil refineries to skirt their legal obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard, applauded the Senate's decision to approve Wheeler. Jeff Cooper, RFA Chief Executive Officer, confirmed that for us during the 2019 Commodity Classic held this past week in Orlando.
Well, we're looking forward to continuing our work with Administrator Wheeler. Of course, he's been in an acting role for the last several months. We have found Mr. Wheeler to be more open, more transparent, more willing to have conversations with our industry and hear our concerns and opinions on things than his predecessor was. If you remember, the former administrator, Scott Pruitt, just did an enormous amount of damage to our industry by letting numerous oil refineries out of their obligations, their legal obligations to blend renewable fuels under the renewable fuel standard. So we're hoping that with Administrator Wheeler now officially in the saddle, that we're going to have somebody at EPA that we can work with and get this program, the RFS, back on track.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote's Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. And there's a 5% volume discount on 5 or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. Or call 580-597-3006.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.